Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the etiquette of sleeping, etiquette of lying down, etiquette of sitting, etiquette of being in companionship, and the etiquettes of, as far as dreams are concerned. As we explained in our Mubarak Deen, everything is shown to us, whether it be the etiquettes of the toilet, etiquettes of bathing, etiquettes of, or adab as far as the making wudu is concerned, adab as far as using the masjid is concerned, adab as far as entering the home, leaving the home, so many different etiquettes. This is the beauty of our deen, beauty of our Islam, way a person should be speaking to his parents, the way he should be speaking to his neighbors, the way a person should be conducting himself in his business. Different adab etiquettes have been shown to us. These etiquettes are actually like the refinement, the beauty, the finishing touches on a building. The thing that makes it look nice and beautifies it, these are the things that beautifies a person's qualities. What is this? This is the etiquettes and adab that he has got in his life. So now currently we're doing the adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he would lie down, how he would rest, how he would sleep. An Hudhayfah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, kana nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam idha akhadha madja'ahu min al-layli wada'a yadahu tahta khaddihi thumma yaqul اللهم باسمك أموت وأحيا وإذا استيقظ قال الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور رواه البخاري. حضرت حذيفة رضي الله عنه narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam retired to bed at night, he would place his hand beneath his cheek. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam would place his right palm beneath his right cheek. So what this tells us? That we should be sleeping on our right hand side. That is the first etiquette we learn. Then the next thing we learn is that we put our right hand, our right palm, under our right cheek. This is also from the etiquette of sleeping shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read this dua: Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. What a beautiful dua! Few words, but it's filled in meaning. That, oh Allah Ta'ala, in your name do I die, and in your name do I live. In other words, my, oh Allah, my living is for you and my dying is for you. Whatever I live for you, oh Allah. What you want me to do, I'm ready to do that. What you want me to stay away from, oh Allah, I'm ready to stay away. I don't question, I don't have a problem. My whole living is for you, my dying is for you, Allah. Even that if I have to give my life for your sake, I'm prepared to give my life. Can you imagine what a high level of iman Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had? And what a high level of iman he's teaching us to have. That one is just reading this dua, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya, when we're sleeping. One is to think about the words that, oh Allah, in your name do I live, and oh Allah, in your name do I die. For you do I live, oh Allah, and for you do I die. In other words, everything, oh Allah, is for you and for your pleasure. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would wake up, he would say, make this dua: Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise is due to Allah who brought us to life after making us die, and to him is the rising. All praise is due to that Allah. Which Allah? That Allah who has brought us to life after making us die, and to him is the rising. To him, wa ilayhi nushur, is that day when we're going to be resurrected from the grave. Like how we just woke up from the sleep here. We were fast asleep, we were out, and we woke up. Like that we will be out one day in the qabr. So to speak, we'll be sleeping in the qabr, and Allah Ta'ala will be the one to wake us up on the day of Qiyamah. So the same Allah who can do it now in this world, same Allah will do it when we are in the qabr. No, it's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. So when we read these du'as also, we should try and read it with full meaning. So it shows us, and one thing we'll see in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is filled with iman, full of iman. That Alhamdulillahi alladhi, all praise is due to that Allah, alladhi, that Allah that brought us back, ahyana, he had given us life. Ba'dama amatana, after that Allah caused us to pass away, he, that same Allah has given us life, wa ilayhi nushur, and that same Allah Ta'ala will bring us up on the day of Qiyamah, reminding ourselves, the first thing in the morning is reminding ourselves that a day is coming when we'll have to stand in front of Allah. So don't forget that throughout the day, whatever actions you're going to do, whatever these actions may be, do not forget that you're going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. So be careful what actions you're going to do for the rest of the day. That same Allah that has the power to bring you back to life, the same Allah Ta'ala is going to have has got the power to rise you up on the day of Qiyamah. Be careful of that day. And Allah Ta'ala is going to take your hisab kitab on that day. So be very careful from the time you start the day. Be careful of it. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.